time to come in, Christmas time to come in, Christmas time to come in, and I know I'm going home. Snowflakes are falling, my old home's calling, tall pines are humming when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home. Of the Savior lying in a manger, what a joy to know him when Christmas time's coming. Can't you hear them bells ringing, ringing joy to all? Hear them singing when it's snowing, I'll be going back to my country home.
Reading from Job chapter 1, verse 1. In the land of Uz there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, December 13th, 2022. Oh, listening friends, if you were tuned in yesterday, I gave you some highlights from the recent open house that was last Friday and Saturday at the WLUJ studios in Springfield. What a glorious time to gather and to meet friends and listeners, and so much happened, and I'll have a lot more to say about that, maybe even on Thursday. I think Donna Leland's going to join me, and we're going to talk about the open house a little more. And I did highlight some things yesterday when I did some reading from Prayer, The Timeless Secret of High Impact Leaders by Dave Early. But in the studio with me is Tom and Donna Leland, becoming dear friends. In fact, last Friday night, I'll tell you a little story. Tim knows about this, but there's a local hotel here in Springfield called the Drury Inn. And Tim and I have stayed there together. We've been roommates when he was brought down from Minnesota. And so we had this thing, they provide a free dinner, and they have Mellow Yellow, and it's kind of funny. It's this special drink, some of you familiar with like Coke products or Pepsi products. Mellow Yellow is maybe like the Mountain Dew. Anyways, I drank a number of cups about a year or so with Tim, and we were up to like 2:30 in the morning. We couldn't sleep because we were so wound up. Well, the other day when I got to have dinner with Tom and Donna at the hotel, I got some Mellow Yellow and thought, no big deal, and I think I had another glass. Well, next thing I know, I think we sat down for dinner at 5:45. At about 10:15, I think I was still telling stories. I couldn't stop. I was telling about Israel trips, and they said, how'd you meet Holly? And I told them about that story, and what about Esther? And tell us about the WLUJ stations. And I talked and talked and talked, and I literally think I talked probably 4 straight hours. So these two saints are joining me today, but I grew to really love them because Tom's like that servant type. I remember him from past shares. He was out there with an ice pick or a shovel, getting the muck off the walkway so people could come in. He was rolling tables and assisting with setup. Kind of one of those man's man. He was with the Chicago Police Department for a number of years. He's currently retired, but a servant, kind of a quiet type. But when you get to know him, warm, smart, very inviting, obviously a great listener. 3 or 4 straight hours of me talking, but a real delight. Really appreciate him. And married to the beloved Donna Leland. So many people at the open house wanted to meet Donna, wanted to see her in person. Donna has that attitude or that gift. She just embraces people, loves on them. She has a genuine love for the WLUJ family of station listener. And what I'm excited about, and it's going to begin this Thursday and future Thursdays, she's going to be a part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. Tim Nelson is on some special projects and doing various things, and we're seeing God lead Tim into some new areas in the coming days. And so I asked Donna, could she be a part of the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends? So many of our WLUJ family of station listeners know her voice, her devotional thoughts in the morning, and some of our WGNN listeners, 3 different frequencies, know her for Music for Saturday and just her gifts with the Moody broadcast. Broadcasting Network, and some of you might even hear her late at night. She's filling in and doing some work for Moody, but she's multi-talented, and so we've been so gifted to have her here. She's been a part of Share-a-thons at the WLUJ family of stations for many years, and she just loves the listeners. She loves the Springfield area and central Illinois, grew up and knew many people in the Chicagoland area, and just has a real heart for ministry. And if you've heard her share devotional thoughts or pray over the air, you appreciate her gifts. A really great high calling. So we may have her on future Thursdays during Mark and Friends, but today they're both in the studio with me. We had a lot of great interaction with the listeners on Saturday, but I wanted to focus a little on Tom's testimony. You two, now I'm just getting to know you a little better. I've seen you at past gatherings and open houses and share-a-thons, but Tom, you retired from the Chicago Police Department. So I want to have you walk us through a little of your faith journey. And you said you really have an affinity or an appreciation for Job. So I want to explain that. That's why I opened up with, in the land of Uz, there lived a man whose name was Job. This man was blameless and upright. He feared God and shunned evil. Now, you could have picked out many different verses in Job, but I thought that was so interesting, that beginning. It's like a novel. It captures your interest and you want to know more. But Tom, walk us through a little of your faith journey.
I grew up in a Christian home. One thing that after I joined the police department, what resonated with me with Job was all the troubles he went through, in spite of, like the verse you read, he was an upright man. This was a God follower. He was doing what he was supposed to be doing. He still had trouble. Yeah. And I had the same experience. Police department, you're going to help people. You're trying to preserve the peace or maintain the peace. Maybe you have to restore the peace. But you're there to help people. A lot of times those people weren't thinking what I was doing was helpful. Mm-hmm. Even the department didn't always agree with the way I would try to solve things. But in that opposition, I knew I was going into places and doing things that were dangerous. Yeah. I could be hurt, but I had a group of people, family, friends, church family, praying for me. And Job is an example of nothing's going to happen to me unless God Almighty has already agreed to it.
Yeah.
Take that, take something else, but I'm covered.
Yeah, we talked about that a little bit last week. We had a number of different testimonies about God's permissive will. God is sovereign, so nothing, absolutely nothing can happen outside of his sovereign will. Now, that doesn't mean God's the cause of evil or some of the terrible things that happen. But the things that do happen can be still worked through his permissive will, and he will be glorified through it or bring healing or hope or ultimate eternity. Some things are understood a little better. It's not always easy living life. But as a child, did you look forward to being a policeman? Do your parents say, hey, we have law enforcement in our family. We hope that you'll be with the Chicago Police Department someday. Like, what led you to that position and what led you to Christ? Was it at a young age?
Came to Christ youth camp. Grew up in a denomination. Parents sent me to youth camp with the other siblings of ours.
Just like 12, 13, how old are you at this point?
Middle school.
Okay.
And Larry, my counselor, it would have been probably the second, third year that we were at camp. And we were at the little covered wagons we normally did on Thursday night or Friday. And I gave my life to Christ. So it wasn't a big transition. I grew up going to church Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. Mm-hmm. Whenever they had the doors open, we would show up. But that's when I made my decision to follow Christ.
Now, when you said you gave your life to Christ, recognizing we have a plethora of listeners, people from all faith journeys, stages in life, some that know and believe in God, some that don't believe that there's a God that exists. Some say Jesus is a great teacher, but he's not God. You know, a variety of beliefs. When you say something like you gave your life to Christ, why would you do that? What does that mean?
Growing up in a Christian home, you feel like you're a good person. Mm-hmm. And it was at camp that they broke it down more than that. My denomination didn't preach that specific of grace and salvation. So I got that at a Christian camp.
Yeah.
And it was a matter of, have you ever done anything wrong? Well, yeah, but not a lot. I mean, you should see some of the kids at school, kind of thing. But you make it personal. God Almighty is reaching down to you personally. Then you're going to accept that. There is a God.
Yeah.
We knew that. We grew up in a church. But you need to do something to make sure that Jesus Christ is covering your sins. You're not trying to cover your own.
Yeah. Many times people can make comparisons. And like you said, well, I'm not as bad as this guy, or I haven't killed anyone. But it's not about what we can or can't do. It's what Jesus did on our behalf and us receiving that gift. Now, for you, Donna, did you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior at an early age? So I want to get a little of your testimony and then also a little of that love story, how you met Tom and how God brought you together.
Well, I was not raised in a Christian home, and I was in college, and the girl down the hallway was with Navigators, and so she came down and told me about Jesus and invited me to a Bible study. So I went and heard John 3:16 for the very first time. I don't know if it was there that I accepted Christ, but it was the journey beginning, and then the Navigators showed up my sophomore year, and then I would go to University Christian Fellowship. So that slow-moving train finally found me in 1982. After I graduated from college, I knew I needed to hang out with Christians, so I got a job at a Christian station, and I was not saved.
Wow.
I didn't know Jesus, but I knew I needed. I thought you just start doing it, and then you become a Christian. But it was at the Christian station. I was listening to Unshackled, and that's when I realized, no, it's something you have to choose. You know, so I knelt by my bed and asked Jesus to be my Savior. So I was 82.
Wow. And many of our listeners are familiar with the Navigators, and I was a part of that Bible scripture memory verse packet that they hand out, and they always, you cite the verse, cite the scripture, cite the verse. And so we've done that on the air. We did 100 Bible verses everyone should know by heart, and we all went through those together.
And it was actually memorizing off of one of those Navigator packs that it clicked. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Yeah. The old has gone, the new has come. And I said, okay, I need to be in Christ. Yeah. God put me in Christ.
Yeah, one of the first verses, too, is, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And they take you through a number of verses to really set you up for, none of us can earn our way into heaven. It's not by what we do or how well we keep track of things or donate to the church or attend. It's all about Jesus. And so, yeah, we have many Navigator friends on various campuses that tune in and are part of a very effective ministry to college students. And yeah, don't get me on that tangent, because with the Urbana 93 Missions Convention put on by InterVarsity, that was the springboard into this radio ministry and how I got to meet so many
people. That's for another Drury Lane supper.
Yeah, that's right.
Mellow Yellow infused.
Well, I was going to say, I was going to begin the program. I was going to tell the listener, you know how like on Drano cans there's a warning or on certain things there's a warning label, or on cigarettes. Mellow Yellow needs that warning label when Mark Burns touches it, because it does. It wires me up and I get into storytelling.
It's yellow, but it's not mellow.
Yeah, that's right. In fact, it was kind of funny. Later on, Tom gets up and he's going to get me some more Mellow Yellow. And he goes over, being very servant-like, and fills it up and brought it over to me. And he looks at it and he goes, it's not that yellow. And I took a sip and I said, yeah, it's like carbonated water. But in hindsight, it's like God was answering prayer, because had I had another cup of Mellow Yellow, I could have probably gone to midnight. So that was kind of funny. But it's been such a blessing to get to know you too. And because of my morning program, and I don't always have the opportunity to be here when, Donna, you've been here, but during the shares or the open houses, it's great where we get to meet up. Now, Tom, I'm going to jump back to you. When you first met Donna, was it love at first sight? What kind of drew you to her, and how has God used her in your life to not only enhance it? And this is Husbandry 101. You better pass this. This is live radio here. But what is it about Donna that you really appreciate?
He needs a project. I think he loves a challenge, and he loves a project. And he thought, this girl needs help, and I think I could help her.
Did you have that servant attitude early on? And like the police force, I mean, that's where you're serving the public, serving people, providing safety. Were you naturally drawn to that?
As a middle kid, you're kind of a peacemaker.
Oh, I love you already. I'm a middle child, too.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It's all middle.
Yeah, we found out we were born in the same year. And it's like, no wonder I like Donna so much. We have a lot of similarities. I don't know how old you were, Tom, but it's kind of funny when we were talking about what year we were born and how we can easily track it. Donna said, yeah, I'm the same way.
I think that's part of it. So you have certain inclinations just in your birth order in the family. Mm-hmm. We had some similarities. We're going to the same church. She's a middle kid.
Yeah.
Six siblings.
Yeah.
I'm a middle kid, six siblings. Okay. So there's some similarities, but there's certainly some contrasts.
Yeah.
And some of the contrasts are what make a relationship like that work,
right.
Especially when it's long term. But one thing in particular that I think was unique that I didn't really understand well was in my history, we're at church and we were involved in a lot of churchianity where you're kind of going through the motion because you go to a church, you're a Christian. Like you park in a garage, it makes you a car. But you would know of principles, and she was one example of a principle that I had heard about but I'd never experienced, and that was where you have a choice between following your faith or following your family.
Mm.
And my history is, well, I'm in a Christian family. I've never had that conflict.
Mm.
But she had, coming from a denomination, and I think there was conflict with her family when she realizes that her history, her family faith, was different than what she had realized now.
Hmm.
And putting that into practice, if you've never experienced that, I think it was revealing to say, hey, that is true.
Hmm.
And she's displaying that instead of all I could do was teach it because I wouldn't have experienced it like that.
Hmm.
But I think that was one thing that was really pretty unique, pretty amazing about her.
And I had long things. Blonde hair. I was kind of a babe.
Yes.
Was.
Yeah.
But ultimately, what long-term, beauty is fleeting. So
obviously, it's gone.
Yeah.
So some of those things are shallow as far as the discussion. But when you talk about faith, that's internal, and that's what real beauty, that's what real, that's really important is what's internal. And that, I think, is one thing that I see in Donna is that she has this conflict, but she's exercising faith, understanding God Almighty, follow Him, let the others squawk if they want, family, friends, neighbors, whoever. You're following God Almighty.
Yeah, and I think her depth of insight, those that have tuned in and heard Donna Leland, she will take, like they would say, like an onion, a teaching, and peel another layer or give you another insight or a thought that she's derived by studying that scripture, that passage, or having insights just from life experiences that she shares over the air. And I think it was Larry Burkett said years ago, if you were both the same, somebody is unnecessary, and how God generally, or oftentimes, or certainly sometimes, brings opposites. So you might have strong abilities in certain areas, but maybe be a little insensitive or overlook things where she's very intuitive and sees something right away or a need and wants to meet it. And so you both complement each other. And when I saw you last week with the WLUJ listeners and those that came out, we had a few of our board members and others here that traveled in. It was a beautiful sight for me to observe both of you talking, engaging, taking an interest in people. Great listening skills. I mean, you were modeling for me. I have this tendency, everyone knows, I purge a bunch of stuff. I will talk a lot. But the next two or three times, I become a great listener. I don't know. It's just maybe how I can maybe disarm somebody because I talk so much. And yet then they can feel comfortable sharing, you know, some of their life experiences. But you two really had people encouraged, engaged. And so Donna, in our closing couple minutes, and I think I'm going to, on Thursday, have you share a little more of your vision for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends and how God has been using radio broadcasting to allow you to reach people. But you have a great love for the people here in Springfield, the WLUJ listeners. It's really amazing. You just really care for them. Is that a part of your gift sets, or it's so evident? How does that happen?
Well, they're adorable and they're lovable, and it's so easy.
Yeah.
I mean, they're so real. They're not playing. There's no game playing. They know the Lord in a deep and real way, and they have gone through some serious, deep issues. A friend that I met, depression, like 18 months, and the Lord brought her out of it, and that's always the end result, and the Lord saw me where I was and brought me out of it. A couple women have lost their husbands within like the last year, and he is bringing them out of it. They're not out of it yet, and it's going to be a while. And I don't know if you ever do come out of actually losing a loved one like that. So, but the Lord's real to them, and I enjoy that. I love hanging around Christians that are really depending on the Lord.
Yeah. But I saw so many people come up to you, and they so appreciate your thoughtful sharing. They appreciate how you pray over the air, make it a short prayer, or how you'll announce the music and talk about something about the song, or you're probably struggling with the lyrics that were just announced or shared. You have a knack of being able to do that. So maybe on Thursday we'll talk a little more about how you prepare for the remarks you're going to share, but appreciate how God is using both of you. And, you know, thank you, Tom, for loving on Donna. I don't know if you answered. Was it love at first sight? You met at church, or where did you meet? And then how long until you proposed?
Well, interesting, because it depends on who you ask, whether it was we met at her church or whether we met at my church.
Yeah.
But that's kind of an interesting little story. But we met at church, so that's some of the similarities that we have.
Yeah.
Certainly, physical imagery would have been part of it.
Yeah.
But I think what's even more important was the internal, when you get to know somebody and there's something more than just physical attraction.
All right. Well, we so appreciate the ways you've supported the WLUJ family of stations for a number of years. And Donna, how you're going to be introduced to the great news radio listeners in ever-increasing ways. And so you're going to hear Donna Leland's voice more often on some of the stations where maybe you're unfamiliar with the ministry work that she's provided for the Moody Broadcasting Network and assisted so many broadcasters. She's done share-a-thons at other stations and really has a care and the gifts sets to bless you in the days ahead. So I hope you can join us again on Thursday for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends, and we'll have more to say and recap some of the exciting things that happened this past week and weekend, last Friday and Saturday at the WLUJ Open House. So hopefully you can tune in, and may God use our broadcast today to bless you on your faith journey. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Tom and Donna Leland with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you. You have a great day and night.